time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the name of the hidden tune and who tries to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking as well. Reiner Klaus is on the line from Madison, Alabama. Reiner, welcome.
Welcome to you. Nice to hear you.
I'm very glad to have you. Good to hear your voice. Reiner, what's your musical background?
Well, I took 5 years of accordion lessons as a kid, and then played the French horn and the baritone horn in junior high school and high school, and I've been a music fan much of my life.
And Reiner, do you know that you live very close to the town where I was born?
That's right. Huntsville.
Huntsville, Alabama. Absolutely. Madison is right next door to Huntsville.
We're enclosed by Huntsville.
Oh, really?
They bought all the land around Madison, so...
Well, Bruce Adolph is about to wrap you up with a piano puzzler here. He's going to play this, and then your job will be to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. If you happen to get stuck, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need brainstorming help, we can work on this together.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Reiner, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Great.
So, Reiner, what do you think is going on in that piano puzzler?
Streets of Laredo.
Oh, good. That was fast.
Nice. That was an old cowboy song hidden in that piano puzzler.
Right. As a matter of fact, I just watched Bang the Drum Slowly last night, the movie, and that's song is sung in there, actually.
That's an amazing coincidence. It probably helped a little bit. Wow.
All right, so we got the tune. What about the composer whose style Bruce was mimicking there?
I say French.
Not really.
Okay, then Haydn?
Well, wow, that's a bizarre combination. I would say Haydn is as close as you can get without being who I was thinking of.
But Joseph Haydn, a very good guess.
Yes.
Are we saying Mozart then?
Well, you are, and I'll say okay, because it is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so Streets of Laredo in the style of Mozart.
Yes, and it's not just in the style of Mozart. It actually is mimicking all three sections of one of his famous set of variations in A major, which starts with exactly this kind of syncopated and this bass line, and it has this. And then it does the minor. And then it goes into a quick allegro, which has... So I used the three sections, imitated the things Mozart did in it, and made sure that Laredo was always being heard somewhere.
So that was either a cowboy in a powdered wig or Mozart in a 10-gallon hat. Well, Reiner, that was great. You named the tune, you named the composer, and now that you've done such a great job naming this for us, Streets of Laredo in the style of Mozart, Bruce, could we hear this puzzler one more time?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
You know, one of the many things Mozart was just so good at was writing variations, taking a simple tune and writing variations on that tune. Okay. Streets of Laredo, rewritten in the style of Mozart and in the style of those Mozart variations, and Reiner, perfectly done. You name the tune, you name the composer, 100% on the Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, thank you.
Reiner, how do you hear our Piano Puzzlers?
W-L-H-R.
W-L-H-R, and I understand that you listen online now and then as well?
I do, certainly, yeah.
And that would be through the Performance Today website?
I listen to Performance Today that way, and I also listen to a lot of the Piano Puzzlers that way.
Reiner Claus from Madison, Alabama, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, we had a good time with you, and Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the name of the hidden tune and who tries to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking as well. Reiner Claus is on the line from Madison, Alabama. Reiner, welcome.
Welcome to you. Nice to hear you.
I'm very glad to have you. Good to hear your voice. Reiner, what's your musical background?
Well, I took 5 years of accordion lessons as a kid and then played the French horn and the baritone horn in junior high school and high school, and I've been a music fan much of my life.
And Reiner, do you know that you live very close to the town where I was born?
That's right. Huntsville.
Huntsville, Alabama. Absolutely. Madison is right next door to Huntsville.
We're enclosed by Huntsville.
Oh, really?
They bought all the land around Madison, so.
Well, Bruce Adolph is about to wrap you up with a Piano Puzzler here. He's going to play this, and then your job will be to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. If you happen to get stuck, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need brainstorming help, we can work on this together.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Reiner, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Great.
So, Reiner, what do you think is going on in that Piano Puzzler?
Streets of Laredo.
Oh, good. That was fast.
Nice. That was an old cowboy song hidden in that Piano Puzzler.
Right. As a matter of fact, I just watched Bang the Drum Slowly last night, the movie, and that's a song is sung in there, actually.
That's an amazing coincidence. It probably helped a little bit. Wow.
All right, so we got the tune. What about the composer whose style Bruce was mimicking there?
I say French.
Not really.
Okay, then Haydn?
Well, wow, that's a bizarre combination. I would say Haydn is as close as you can get without being who I was thinking of.
But Joseph Haydn, a very good guess.
Yes.
Are we saying Mozart then?
Well, you are, and I'll say okay, because it is.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so Streets of Laredo in the style of Mozart.
Yes, and it's not just in the style of Mozart. It actually is mimicking all three sections of one of his famous set of variations in A major, which starts with exactly this kind of syncopated and this bass line, and it has this. And then it does the minor. And then it goes into a quick allegro, which has... So I used the three sections, imitated the things Mozart did in it, and made sure that Laredo was always being heard somewhere.
So that was either a cowboy in a powdered wig or Mozart in a 10-gallon hat. Well, Reiner, that was great. You named the tune, you named the composer, and now that you've done such a great job naming this for us, Streets of Laredo in the style of Mozart, Bruce, could we hear this puzzler one more time?
Yes, absolutely.
And one of the many things Mozart was just so good at was writing variations, taking a mm-hmm. simple tune and writing variations on that tune. Okay. Streets of Laredo, rewritten in the style of Mozart and in the style of those Mozart variations. And Reiner, perfectly done. You named the tune, you named the composer, 100% on the Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, thank you.
Reiner, how do you hear our Piano Puzzlers?
W-L-H-R.
WLHR, and I understand that you listen online now and then as well?
I do, certainly, yeah.
And that would be through the Performance Today website.
I listen to Performance Today that way, and I also listen to a lot of the Piano Puzzlers that way.
Reiner Claus from Madison, Alabama, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, we had a good time with you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.